I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And, you know, I was looking at notes on this broadcast recently, notes from 2020 came across my view, my screen, and, you know, if we weren't saying before the COVID nonsense, it's certainly something that we should be saying every day. We are at war. And I was saying it back then. Obviously, there were a number of us. Anyone who was paying attention will say that we're at war. And it's interesting. It's, you know, this thing that's not kinetic per se in nature, the low-intensity conflict or low-intensity operations, and kind of the color revolutionary wave that is sweeping the world in clash of civilization sort of fashion, is a form of war that is undetectable by most. It's really unfortunate, but it's war nonetheless. And sometimes we hear what should chill folks and be considered a declaration of war, an overt declaration of war. There have been several of those kinds of statements made, and even though guys like Klaus Schwab say that they come in peace, like all good aliens do, maybe we should take them at their action and not so much their word. And you know, as Jesus said, you will know them by their deeds. So, but before we get into deeds, let's listen to the words of one of these folks. We've talked about Yuval Noah Harari and some of the things that he said in recent years. Here is an example, just a brief excerpt from his Beta Zone talk at Davos 2020. How convenient that they start saying these kinds of things immediately as we start entering the so-called COVID crisis. This is what Harari said. Go ahead, please.
Cool. And what will happen to politics in your country in 20 years when somebody in San Francisco or in Beijing knows the entire medical and personal history of every politician, every judge, and every journalist in your country, including all their sexual escapades, all their mental weaknesses, and all their corrupt dealings? Will it still be an independent country? Or will it become a data colony? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country. Alongside inequality.
Wait a minute. What was that last bit? What was that last bit? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country. Doesn't that sort of imply the objective is to control countries? Doesn't that sort of sound a little bit like CIA dirty tricks kind of stuff? I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty straightforward. Total, you know, I would say, remember room 641A, Five Eyes, 14 Eyes, the Information Awareness Office and DARPA's TIA, Total Information Awareness Initiative. It's always been about full spectrum dominance. Our own history and guys like Madison tell us that the means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. That's what our history tells us. Who can remember these days? Who has time? Dancing with the Stars is on. Remember InQtel and the CIA's close ties to Google? Google's founding and Facebook's beginnings. Remember the dilemma before Facebook was that people did not authenticate online, so to speak. And then what happened? Facebook, you know, the coup with Facebook, as some have observed, is that it gets people to authenticate their true identity, or authenticate with their true identity, and not have these, you know, what was going on MySpace, for example. Remember OSINT and the curious timing of the Open Source Intelligence Initiative and the consolidation of data collection and sharing among the agencies? We were told early on in the days after September 11, 2001, that this was vital and essential. We have to do this, dear comrades, because, you know, the terrorists, we're always told by the terrorists, actually, that the terrorists move fast, and so we have to keep up with them. We don't have infrastructure and laws on the books to keep up with them. So, remember OSINT and the curious timing, curious coincidence of timing? Open Source Intelligence Initiative, and then immediately in 2004, there is Facebook. Remember Facebook's close ties with CIA through InQtel and Gilman Louie, et cetera, et cetera. And before cell phones and 9/11, speaking of around that time, remember when Fox's Carl Cameron told us about Israeli spying, Amdocs, Converse, Infosys, and so forth? Remember Unit 8200? Remember Bill Binney and Thin Thread? And speaking of whistleblowers, whatever happened to Dennis Montgomery and his trove of, what was it, a terabyte? Which seems like nothing now. Petabytes, exabytes, they're talking about big volumes of stuff these days, and what's his name wants to, you know, says that we can store all of that in the back of a hatchback, or we can store all of the data man has ever created, analog and digital, in the back of a hatchback. If we just, Nick Goldman, I think is who it was. Isn't that who it was? No, wasn't. It was Nick Gold, catalog video that John sent me. We can store all of our data in our DNA, and it'll only be as much as a hatchback. You and I can be part of the blockchain. DNA works great for that. So what happened to Dennis Montgomery and his trove of a terabyte plus of government spying documents, you know, NSA and friends spying on judges and congressmen and so forth. Doesn't that ring a familiar bell when Yuval Noah Harari says, when you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country? How's it going with Dennis Montgomery's defense, Larry Klayman? What happened? Oh, yeah, Ukraine, that's what happened. COVID died down, so immediately we get Ukraine. Remember Philip B. Haney and See Something, Say Nothing? Remember, speaking of, I don't know, the crossover to suspicious deaths, remember Michael Hastings, Daphne Caruana Galizia, Gary Webb, Jonathan Quitney, Bill Cooper, David Crowley? I suppose we should throw Dave McGowan in there, and a host of others. Remember ID 2020, getting back to the surveillance state? Remember ID 2020, immunity passports, certificates, IDs, whatever you want to call them, in Nazi Germany and the Hollerith machine? Remember ID 4D, IDEO? IDEO, MyPass, all of those kinds of things. 2018 Infuse program, Profusa, Quantum Dot Tattoo, and Microneedle vaccines. Remember all of that? Gavi and CEPI and all the fun things that Bill Gates has created when he goes to Davos. Remember Scott Klosowski's remarks about how we are going to go from mobile to wearables to implantables. Remember Event 201, a partnership with Johns Hopkins, the $79 million grant to Imperial College London in March 2020, and the nearly $400 million to ICL overall. Why, and, you know, remember IHME, another place that gives us modeling? All of this modeling. Why? And remember the $390 million to media outlets recently? Remember the blog post? A guide to number games? You know, speaking of all of this, remember a guide to number games featuring Daryl Huff's book, How to Lie with Statistics. How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. One chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. That's called lying. That's called bearing false witness. That should be criminal. I mean, when it happens on this scale, and when you're using this kind of technique to mislead people in order to manipulate them, as we've seen in the COVID era, isn't that criminal? So, remember the blog post? Blog post. A guide to number games. Which, by the way, again, just happened to be posted at the same moment as that 2015 TED Talk. What a curious coincidence of timing. From someone with the hubris that likes to boast. It's probably just another coincidence. Remember the TED Talks, including Innovating to Zero. Innovating what to zero, Bill? What or whom? Remember the weird millions could die from bioterrorism. Remember that weird remarks at the 2017 Munich Security Conference? Remember 3Com, Netscape, Paul Allen, Gary Kildall? You know, this guy invests in Monsanto, even though he says that, you know, we shouldn't be polluting the planet. Monsanto, Roundup is linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Paul Allen's gone. As I understand it, it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Gary Kildall's gone. under suspicious circumstances, and QDOS was stolen, but this guy's still around. Remember Microsoft's patents to score meetings using body language, facial expression, and other data? Other body activity data? Along with Microsoft 365's productivity score already right now? Remember the Marina Abramovic ad? Remember Jeffrey Epstein and Rick Allen Jones? Remember the coronavirus and coronavirus vaccine patents? Remember Fauci's weird remarks at Georgetown in 2017? This administration will face. What, was he psychic? Remember the, That's probably more than enough. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm sensing a pattern here. These folks that get together in certain places and certain groups, they seem to be Malthusian. They seem to be Luciferian, a.k.a. satanic. I know I'm not supposed to talk about that. You know, we don't talk about religion, but we do on this broadcast. And what's fascinating to me, you know, it's as though I'm target fixated lately. You talk about the Bible and you're always reading. There's a story in there that looks an awful lot like the headlines these days. And if you read that story, you can't help but be amazed when you compare that story to what's going on these days. You know, you see passages like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and this great deception that is occurring, and it's fascinating. And people will say, you know, aliens wrote the Bible, or the bad guys wrote it, and you know, they're using it to control you. Well, if that's true, why did they write themselves in as the arch supervillains who lose in the end? Well, because that's a way to... No. That's not what's happening, though. It's, I don't know. I guess maybe there's a case to be made for that, but I just think it's fascinating. Even if that's true, then it still seems to fit the, you know, the underlying concept in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will it, who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way, the restrainer in some translations. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Power and signs and lying wonders. And you listen to these folks, the hubris. You know, what we heard Harari say is essentially criminal. Didn't stop him. It's a threat. It's a declaration of war. When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country. He's at the World Economic Forum. Didn't they just partner with the WHO, which, by the way, you know, Gates is controlling with money? Show me whore man gets his corn pone. Folks at the, you know, are you saying that everyone at the UN is bad? No, everyone's not bad. In fact, most of the folks who go to places like that and all of the other ostensibly philanthropic organizations and NGOs think they're doing a good thing, which is how the wolves perpetuate their predatory frauds. It's essential to have sheep, you know, the human shields. The wolves masquerading among the sheep as the Fabians told us they do, for example. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define.
Welcome back.
Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse.
So, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Sounds like today in America, even him whose coming is after the work of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, you know, then there's that deal in Genesis 11, you know, they shall have one language trying to accomplish something great. When these guys get together, that's what they do. You know, English has been chosen as the language the one language, and you know, even more than that, data now is the one language. But they get together and they speak one language, and that sounds a lot like what was going on in Genesis 11. So, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You know, a lie perhaps like, you know, we should listen to a guy who, you know, about health issues. A guy who's not an engineer, never even finished college, let alone went to medical school, not an epidemiologist, not a virologist, not elected, a documented thief. I guess we all forgot about the antitrust days. Owns virus patents, owns vaccine companies, patents for all of that. But you know what? He's probably the greatest philanthropist the world has ever known. And, you know, and then there's, what about, again, you know, Jeffrey Epstein? How can people dismiss that? And I mean, just that alone, really, not just the Epstein escapade, but the fact that he palled around with Epstein after Epstein's conviction. Apparently, he wasn't worried about that. So it's hubris or worse. Wasn't worried about his association until it was publicly called into question. And then he just sort of poo-pooed that, as he always has everything else, because he owns the media, a large portion of it, or enough of it, to have plausible deniability in Stuart Chase sort of fashion. It's control without ownership. But it wasn't... You know, didn't seem to be a big deal to him, but that is this is one example. And then he lied about it repeatedly. His dealings with Epstein, lied about it straight face several times. So there's Epstein. And there's also Rick Allen Jones, houseboy of more than a decade. What's going on there? So what is the expression? Once is an accident, once is happenstance, Ian Fleming. Once this happens, sense, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action. So, deception. For this, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not in the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Adakia. Strong's G93. Unrighteousness. Legal injustice, properly the quality, by implication the act, morally wrongfulness of character, life, or act, iniquity, unjust, unrighteousness, wrong. And so, you know, it's this same concept at work, I believe, when Jesus says in Matthew 24, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It's the Machiavellian way, dear comrades. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, but, you know, that doesn't work out so well in the long run. That's awfully short-sighted, at least for some. Stick around, I'll be right back.
What, the truth? You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me,
welcome back.
That I ought not to let you just walk on me.
Bottom of the first hour. Unconventional warfare includes a number of means. Speaking of full spectrum dominance, you can find that on Wikipedia. Stuff disappears from Wikipedia. What a surprise when what's-his-name, the founder of Wikipedia, is a fellow pilgrim, right? Control the information. And it's all but impossible for the average person to search the history of Wikipedia pages. And what good is it anyway, since there are a flurry of edits? Who's editing all these pages? And before you could mask your IP address effectively, and before people were paying attention to that, there are a number of curious IP addresses that were feverishly editing certain Wikipedia entries. So, throw that in there. Full Spectrum Dominance is a Wikipedia entry, though, and it is pedestrian, but still, yeah. Sounds a lot like what Harari said, doesn't it? So, it's astonishing watching what is unfolding these days. I'm sensing a pattern all around us. And we, you know, the trouble is, the reason for reading 2 Thessalonians 2 and Matthew 24, because of this unrighteousness, strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and then because of this, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It seems like that's happening. We are at war. I'll get back to that in a minute. So Kevin Dutton's book came out in, what, 2013, I want to say? The Wisdom of Psychopaths. You know, and Kevin Dutton has written about this stuff beyond the book, 10 Professions That Attract the Most Psychopaths. Top 10 Jobs That Attract Psychopaths, Forbes. Which professions have the most psychopaths? It's like a morbid preoccupation. And then, you know, how about this one? The pros to being a psychopath. Oxford research psychologist Kevin Dutton argues that psychopaths are poised to perform well under pressure. Oh, well, that's nice. And there's a certain, you know, often these personality types, the dark triad includes narcissism. It's a particular bent, you know, the world is mine to make of it what I will, which is why the George Bernard Shaws among us, speaking of Fabians, say things like, you know, therefore the future belongs to the unreasonable man. That's not what the Bible says. You know, future belongs to the meek. So here's a companion article shortly after Kevin Dutton's book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, was published. Scott Barry Kaufman wrote an article over at the Scientific American titled, Why Do Narcissists Lose Popularity Over Time? This is, you know, Quigley wrote about this in Tragedy and Hope. You know, you got to have, first of all, you got to have a puppet, a figurehead that you can wave around on a stick or a shadow you can cast onto the opposing wall so the plebs can have something to focus on. And, you know, when you need them to become self-targeting, they stand up and shake their fist at the shadow, and you know who they are, the dissenters. They're self-targeting. But, you know, they'll get disgusted every 4 years or so, and they'll want to throw the rascals out. And that was what Quigley wrote. That's what these guys do. Charlotte Isserby on her website, Thompson is interesting. Was she, by the way, related to Thomson Reuters? She's, you know, her family was Skull and Bones, so I don't know. But she used to talk about this. Quigley. Tragedy and Hope, the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right, the other of the left, you know, communists and fascists, or fascists and communists. is a foolish idea, acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Is it communism or fascism? Anyway, it's a false dichotomy, dear comrades. That's what it is. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. That's how the deal works. What happened to Quigley? Was he, did he die of natural causes at a ripe old age? He was 66 years old, right? I believe, as if memory serves. So, you know, that's what happens. You throw the rascals out every 4 or 8 years, but without any, with no profound or extensive shifts in policy. So here's Scott Barry Kaufman's article, Why Do Narcissists Lose Popularity Over Time? New research in 2015. Narcissism has been something of a mystery to psychologists. But this is interesting because, you know, the concept dates into antiquity. With narcissists, things tend to be extreme. The good is really good. The bad is really bad. I'll just give you some highlights. So W. Keith Campbell compares interacting with narcissists to eating chocolate cake. When I eat chocolate cake, 20 minutes later, I'm under my desk wanting to die. When I eat broccoli, in 20 minutes, I feel good. But given the choice, I always eat the cake. On the one hand, the narcissist's charisma and self-confidence can be highly alluring. Charismatic air, qualities like attractiveness, competence, or things that are perceived as attractiveness, competence, interpersonal warmth, humor. On the other hand, research shows that the initial popularity of narcissists at the early stages of interpersonal interactions depends on the behavioral pathway that is triggered. Expressive and dominant behaviors are associated with a positive evaluation, whereas arrogant and combative behaviors are associated with a negative evaluation. In line with this idea, W. Keith Campbell and Stacy Campbell proposed a new model of narcissism in which they argue that two particular time points are important. The emerging zone includes situations involving unacquainted individuals, early stage relationships, and short-term contexts. In contrast, the enduring zone involves situations involving acquainted individuals, continuing relationships, and long-term consequences. The cost, and do you, I mean, I don't know about you, but do you see a pattern like every change in presidential administration comes with the same sort of recipe, which is we're going to scapegoat the new administration a little bit and hang the sins of the previous administration on the new administration a little bit and see if they have the political will to go forward with that controversy. And then it's kind of like a hazing or an initiation ritual for them, you know, both for the public at large and for the new administration to basically see if they can push through in sociopathic or psychopathic fashion and just, you know, leave their conscience at the door. So the emerging zone and the enduring zone. Emerging zone, yes, we can. Enduring zone, you know what? Get rid of this rascal. We gotta. Maybe war crimes are something we should pursue. Okay, let's get rid of the rascal now. The costs of narcissism are seen primarily in the enduring zone. As a relationship develops, narcissists start displaying behaviors that are evaluated negatively, such as arrogance and aggression. Narcissists cyclically return to the emerging zone because they are addicted to the positive social feedback and emotional rush they get from this zone. And, you know, if we're being honest and, you know, framing this in a political context, for example, it's a reciprocal rush, isn't it? You know, there is the goldfish conundrum. And the general public has a short attention span. There are several articles in marketing that have been written, countless, I would say, about how to tailor content to short attention span. It's a joke in marketing circles. And yet marketing caters to it, which just makes the problem worse. Only serves to make the problem worse. So, narcissists cyclically return to the emerging zone because they're addicted to the positive social feedback and emotional rust they get from this zone. And if you're a political opportunist, obviously you want your constituents to feel the reciprocity of that emotional rush, right? They live in this zone. As a result, they're good at being popular, making new friends, and acquiring social status, but are really bad, really quite terrible at sustaining anything meaningful and intimate. I mean, you think about all the lies that someone like Joe Biden has told over the years. How does someone like that even get into office? Because he's charming and charismatic. Seems to fit the bill here. All right, so Delroy Paulus, an expert on dark personalities, supports this model of emerging zone and enduring zone. Paulus brought strangers together to engage in weekly 20-minute group discussion over a period of 7 weeks. They had people rate how they perceived others in the group after week one, and then again at the last session after 7 weeks. He found that narcissism was initially related to positive evaluations such as assertive, confident, entertaining, exciting, and intelligent. 7 weeks later, however, the same narcissists were evaluated much more negatively, receiving much higher ratings on characteristics such as arrogant, tendency to brag, and hostile. These findings provided some of the first evidence for narcissists declining popularity in social groups. But the question still remained, why the loss in popularity? To get to the bottom of this mystery, Mita Back and colleagues recently conducted a study in which they tracked changes in popularity over several time points. They drew on the new theory of narcissism called the narcissistic admiration and rivalry concept. According to their theory, narcissists' overarching goal of maintaining a grandiose self is pursued by two separate pathways: narcissistic admiration or assertive self-enhancement, and narcissistic rivalry or antagonistic self-protection. Despite being positively related to each other, these two different components of narcissism differentially predict interpersonal orientations, reactions to transgressions in friendships and romantic relationships, interpersonal perceptions during group interactions, and observed behaviors in experimental observations. Adopting this framework, the researchers had 311 college students engage in tasks with increasing levels of intimacy and self-disclosure. So, over a period of just 3 weeks, researchers found that the association of narcissism with popularity among peers became more and more negative, but they didn't stop there. They were also able to pinpoint the cause of this loss in popularity. Do tell. Narcissistic admiration explained initial popularity, while a decrease in narcissistic admiration and an increase in narcissistic rivalry over time was responsible for the decline in popularity. By the end of a 3-week period and several social interactions, narcissists were regarded as untrustworthy by their peers. Time to throw the rascals out. Time to have an election. But, you know, the rascals are just figureheads anyway, right? So, while narcissists tend to win during the emergent zone, they're found to be less commitment in ongoing romantic relationships, higher number of marriages, and subsequent divorces. Unless you're part of a clique that allows you to sate your Epicurean delights behind the scenes and so on, as the stories of exploits seem to indicate. So the advice that Scott Barry Kaufman gives is to, and he gives it specifically in a dating context, but I would say with the political landscape in view, look beyond initial superficial appearances and behaviors and really see the person in multiple contexts first before you decide to take the relationship to the next level with a person, like voting for them. The lesser of two evils. Well, you know, what can we do? I mean, not vote for criminals. That's what you can do. Folks who should be in prison. It's just a white-collar crime, though. And it wasn't perpetrated directly on me. Yeah. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Man, the
Welcome back. As a final point of note from the article, Scott Barry Kaufman writes, also, I wouldn't recommend trying to change the behavior of a narcissist you are dating. Or, you know, again, in a political context, forget about trying to change this person. Erica Carlson and colleagues found that narcissists are perfectly aware that others see them less positively than they see themselves. They actually have rather good insight into the fact that they make positive first impressions that deteriorate over time. Do you think Joe Biden cares? Do you think Donald Trump cares? Oh, goodness, how dare you? They actually have rather good insight into the fact that they make positive first impressions that deteriorate over time, and they even describe themselves as arrogant, often being proud of it, seeing it as a sign of courage. Truth is, narcissists aren't insecure deep down on everything. Narcissists really do have high self-esteem for agentic-related traits, for example, assertiveness, intelligence, attractiveness, social status, etc., but have only average or low self-esteem for communal values such as intimacy and affiliation. So think about that. And increasingly, this is who we have been encouraged to vote for. But, you know, that's the fascinating thing, the provocative realization that man is culpable in his downfall from the garden to today. You know, Klaus Schwab isn't going to be shooting anybody, but he, you know, is one of the suggestibilists who would encourage others to do bad things while he declares peace, peace, and unity and opportunity for all. Except, you know, what they're doing is fomenting the seeds, sowing the seeds of discord to foment social unrest and cataclysm. It's good for business if you want the fourth industrial revolution to take root. So, you know, who do we vote for? Don't we have the opportunity to say, you know what, I don't think I want to vote for that guy. And the truth is, if we can be really honest, why does this keep happening? Truth is, you know, the answers are right there. Speaking of Charlotte Isserbeam, she told us the Skinnerian International Curriculum. She gave us the answers. John Taylor Gatto has given us the answers. How to reverse the ill effects of these kinds of things. Do we want them? Exodus 18:21, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. But you know what? Those folks aren't promising us anything, so why would we vote for them? Alexander Fraser Tytler's quote attributed to him comes to mind. That's why. And many other warnings. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.